News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
YouTube is to begin limiting access to fitness videos for European teenagers in an effort to prevent those teenagers from forming negative beliefs about themselves. And joining us now to discuss this further is Alex Cooney, who is, of course, the CEO of CyberSafe Kids. Good morning to you, Alex. How big of an issue is this, these fitness videos, in terms of affecting kids?
Yeah, I mean, this is one type of content that is being served up to children and young people using apps like YouTube. So obviously, it's not just YouTube, but it's related to this recommender system that we're all much more familiar with these days. I think we understand kind of what it does. And I think the problematic bit of it is that it sends users down rabbit holes. So they're kind of seeing one type of content over and over again. And YouTube has obviously listened to advice that maybe it's not healthy to see the same type of content over and over again, especially if it leads towards kind of unhealthy behaviors and fixations on how you look. So I suppose it is a step in the right direction. But of course, there's a lot of other types of content which are problematic too.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you, I mean, would you identify the fitness trend as the most serious of these? Because we know that there are other rabbit holes that young people go down around eating disorders or around mental health and self-harm and things like that. Would those things, do you think, have been more significant in terms of a change?
I mean, it's hard to say kind of, I mean, I think there are a lot of categories of harmful content that need to be addressed. You know, there's the sort of self-harm suicide type content, there's the eating disorder content. And I'm wondering actually, does eating disorder come under this heading of you know, excessive working out or, you know, the kind
The orthorexia. Absolutely.
And bigorexia, which maybe this relates to more specifically. There's the sexual content, there's violent and terror and torture type content. There's a lot of different categories of harmful content that, you know, children we know are exposed to. And, you know, there's one thing for a child to go and look for a certain type of content. It's another if it is being continuously served up to them over and over again. And I think that's something that is addressed. You know, they do acknowledge that within their statement that when they're saying that they're going to do this, they're going to change it, that it is not healthy to be served up a certain type of content.
Yeah, those algorithms that we're all very familiar with. I'm just wondering, though, when you list, as you just did there, Alex, all those different types of harmful content, is YouTube here, I suppose, is this window dressing? They're being seen to do something, but what they're doing is not addressing the far more bigger issues around porn and violence and things like that that young people are also seeing.
Well, I suppose what they're doing is showing that they can adjust the way the settings work, the way the algorithm works. So, yeah, my question would be then why not broaden it out, you know, to other types of content that we know can be harmful to children and young people? This is an enormously popular app with children and young people. We just published our report last week that showed 8 to 12-year-olds, 74% of them have a YouTube account.
Yeah.
So this is an enormously popular app. They're talking about teenagers. We know that much younger users are on it and consuming content on it and sometimes posting content on it. And I do think there are much broader questions for YouTube and other companies like TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat.
Maybe this isn't the worst first move, as it were, but as you say, many other things to be doing. Social media and body image, they certainly are linked, and it does appear that social media, is it fair to say, quite often has a negative impact on people's sort of self-body image.
Yeah, I think that it is, it's sort of widely seen, and we saw, you know, Frances Haugen in her whistleblowing report in 2021 pointed to specific data related to teenage girls and how they felt about themselves. So I think it was around a third of them didn't feel good after they finished using the app, didn't feel good about themselves and how they looked. So I think there is data there, and I think these companies probably are doing some internal research like Instagram around the impact of it. So I think what we need is also greater transparency about what they know
and maybe
about
the
impact.
Very lastly, you mentioned teenage girls there. Is the impact on teenage girls worse than the impact on teenage boys?
So it certainly seems to be so. Jonathan Haidt's book, which The Anxious Generation, which was published earlier this year, pointed to kind of greater impacts on teenage girls than boys. But I think overall, there are increases overall. But yes, it seems to be more stark, unfortunately, in relation to girls and things like body image and self-esteem.
Alex Cooney, CEO of CyberKids, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.